This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Republican efforts to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act passed a major hurdle today after the House of Representatives voted for a new health law, the American Health Care Act. Joining me to talk about what this means for our state is Ed Williams, reporter for KUNM's Public Health New Mexico Project. Hey, Ed.
Hi, Chris.
So how did our representatives vote?
Well, Steve Pierce voted for it, our lone Republican in Washington. Ben-Ray Lujan and Michelle Lujan Grisham both voted against the bill, along with every other Democrat in the House.
So what would the House bill mean for the state insurance exchange here in New Mexico?
Too early to tell. I spoke with Dr. Martin Hickey. He's the CEO of New Mexico Health Connections, which is the low-cost insurance option on the state exchange. And he basically said they're still trying to unpack what the bill would mean for insurance markets here.
We'll adapt to it, as we always have. And so am I scared about it? No. Will we deal with whatever there? Absolutely.
So he's not ringing the alarm bells yet. He says it's not at all clear at this point what the impact of the bill would be as it's written. And of course, this has to go to the Senate. So the final bill is going to look somewhat different than this one. But Hickey did say that one of the potential problems is uncertainty. Insurance markets don't like uncertainty, and there's a lot of that going around right now. And it's likely to increase with this new law. So if that doesn't change, there could be some potential rate increases for coverage in New Mexico down the line.
So who would be impacted most if the American Health Care Act becomes law?
You're hearing a lot of concern right now from groups like the AARP about rate hikes for older Americans. The ACA set the ratio for insurance rates for older Americans at 3-1. So that means you can't charge a senior more than three times what you would charge a healthy young person for coverage. But the American Health Care Act, as it is now, ups that ratio to like 5-1. So that's a significant cost increase for senior citizens.
But most older people get health care through Medicare, not Medicaid or state exchanges, mm-hmm. right? So would they really be impacted?
Right. So if you're 65 or older, you can get Medicare, which is funded separately. But the AHCA repeals the payroll tax on higher income workers, and that tax helps pay for Medicare. So that might be a good thing for you if you're making quite a bit of money. But the AARP and others are saying that could actually destabilize Medicare by taking away the funding it gets. And at the moment, there's just a lot of nervousness, you know, about what's going to happen. Here's Gene Varela, who is director of the New Mexico AARP chapter.
The fact is, this impacts people 50 to 64-year-old who already have a challenge of getting access to health care. And now you're going to tell them that you're going to have to pay more for your insurance just because of your age.
And Varela also said that a lot of people in New Mexico are covered by Medicaid as well as Medicare. So if there are changes to Medicaid, those people could really see some changes in coverage.
So what are the cuts to Medicaid in this bill, and what would it mean for New Mexico?
Huge cuts to Medicaid. The latest estimates are something like $880 billion with a B over the next 10 years. And New Mexico has a huge amount of people on Medicaid since Governor Martinez expanded that program here under the Affordable Care Act. And that's how a lot of people pay for addiction treatment, you know, general health care.
What about pregnancy, women's health?
Right now, Medicaid pays for 70% of births in New Mexico. That's huge. That's more than any other state. And then there are programs like Planned Parenthood. The House plan would cut federal funds to Planned Parenthood, which could obviously be a serious problem for Planned Parenthood clinics. I spoke with Shia Torres, who's with Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains.
Overall, just disproportionately affects women. Insurers can claim, you know, having given birth, having had a C-section, or having been a survivor of domestic violence is also a pre-existing condition.
Did she say domestic violence would be a pre-existing condition?
Before the ACA, some insurance companies in other states were denying coverage for things that were results of domestic violence, like depression or other conditions that could be trauma-related. And that was banned under the ACA, but the House plan now would let states opt out of the pre-existing condition requirements. So New Mexico would have to ask for a waiver. But that really gets to the core of why a lot of people here are worried about this. I mean, the American Health Care Act gives a lot of decision-making power to the states. And in New Mexico, I mean, we're in a budget crisis here. Our state needs to find ways to save money, especially in the money it's spending on Medicaid. So the question a lot of people are asking is, if it's up to the states to decide, will they end up saving money by cutting benefits?
That's KUNM's Ed Williams. Ed, thanks.
Yeah, thank you.